Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Remember, you can join the Junkies and 106.7 The Fan for our summer dress party. It's less than a week away. It's Saturday, August 26th, starting at 4 p.m. at Whitlow's on Wilson. Whitlow's offers something for everyone, from the rooftop tiki bar and half-price burgers to Sunday brunch. Details at thefandc.com/summer. But your most important detail is it's this Saturday, starting at 4 p.m., it's basically a big celebration of summer, so we hope to see you at Whitlow's.
Summer's over, so summer's come on out and hang out.
Summer's basically done.
For a little bit. Drabby, do we have transportation ironed out for that?
We're lining that up this week.
All right.
Shouldn't be a problem.
All right, good. I hope so.
Sure, good people at Chariots will contribute.
All we're doing is trying to be responsible. That's all.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's a good thing.
I'm not going to drive down there and have cocktails all day.
No. All right, I know Jason had a great trip out west to Colorado. Skippy was kind of tweeting about it at times. I want to hear about that. But let's ban a couple of these calls.
He loves Twitter more than you do.
He does love him some Twitter.
That guy loves Twitter. He loves the feedback. He really does.
Yeah. Let's go to Palmer in Woodbridge. Palmer, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, boys. How we doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good. Hey. You know what? I think it's all going to be pretty much like it was last year, you know, 8-8 season maybe. What I'm a little concerned about was with Gruden and his play calling. You know, we brought Terrell Pryor in for the, you know, the height and everything else. We had a third and goal, and they didn't have him in. I know they already taken the stars out, the game plan and everything else, but why wouldn't you have had him in just to chuck it up, you know, see what he can do?
They know what he can do. They see him every day in practice.
Yeah, but
they
know
what he can do. Believe me, they know what
just
he can do.
Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean they're not going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, and they're probably, you know, look, they don't want to put everything out there on film. There's a lot of games these guys are playing.
Plus, there's no Jordan Reed out there. He's a pivotal guy in the red zone as well.
I mean, you know, if it was week one of the regular season, he'd be in there.
Right. They're not going to show everything by any stretch. They've showed very little, actually. I mean, just the bare minimum.
This is why the preseason's horrible, because, you know, for most of June and all of July and a little bit of August, you're kind of you can't wait until the preseason starts. And then the preseason starts, and it sucks.
Right.
And people overreact, and the games are terrible. You're seeing guys that aren't even going to be on a roster for most of those games.
Right.
And, you know, everyone reacts on a few possessions, a few series for the first team.
And I'm telling you, they're not showing you.
It drives me berserko.
They're not showing you their A game. They're just not.
Look, where would you rank the Redskins in the league right now to 32 teams?
Middle of the pack?
Yeah, I'd rank them, 17 to 20?
Somewhere in that range.
All right, they're not going to be number two.
I think they might be better than that. I think they can have a winning record. I differ from you. But
all right, that's fine. We
right around 500 to
when you say middle of the pack,
8 or 9.
Maybe 15, I don't know.
Yeah, in their range.
I mean, they're not going to be 2, they're not going to be 4, but they're not going to be 31 or 32. So don't be surprised at what you're seeing in the preseason.
Let's go to Chuck in D.C. Chuck, what's up, man? Chuck, are you there? I pressed on it. Why is it not working? Chuck?
I think he's having some phone issues.
Chucky?
All right. Not working there. But again, I don't know. We'll see. I would like to get Lavero on. He thinks this is kind of a theme for Jay. But again, I don't think it's fair to how a team really looks in the preseason.
If they get worse,
it's just not fair. Each coach has different approaches in how they handle these things.
Right. If they get worse, there's going to be major changes. There just is.
Despite the fact that Jay got extended.
Probably not with Jay.
Maybe not with Jay, but there are going to be changes going into next year. Right. And I wouldn't be surprised if they have a terrible season, if Jay's fired.
It'd be a little bit of a surprise given that they gave him the extension.
Yeah, no, but those extensions don't mean much.
Well, it's just more money to him. Chuck, are you there? Is it working or no? Oh, he's talking to him. All right, let's try Ricky. Ricky, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I just want to the offensive line looked great. As going from week one, in preseason.
I thought pass protection. I didn't think they looked great in run blocking.
Well, yeah, well, it was pass protection. But I was wondering what you guys thought about the defensive line. I would like to see what Jim Tomsula is gonna, who's he gonna commit to? It looks like we're still unsure about that.
Trying a lot of different combinations. And, yeah, you're right.
And the other thing is, I don't know if you guys saw. Was it just me? That kid, Nico Marley.
Yeah.
He was like an inside linebacker. That dude was all over the field, man. He needs like a special team job or something.
Well,
he was all over.
That's what people have been
saying.
If he makes the team,
that's where you'll see him.
Right, that's how he's going to latch on. And as far as Tomsula goes, I think he's been on record by saying he doesn't just have one starting combination. He's going to just trot a lot of bodies out there and see which one works best.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with that. Just keep the guys fresh. But, I mean, you have to see a lot of Jonathan Allen. I mean, that's your top pick.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he's going to see a lot of playing time.
These are tryouts for a lot of these
and
guys.
And hope that McGee and McLean, those guys can provide something, the free agent signings.
Let's go to
Tomsula is a really good defensive line coach.
Yeah.
Let's go.
What he's known for. Not
Chuck.
A great head coach.
No.
He was terrible there, but he's a really good defensive line coach.
Chuck, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, Dunks. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing well.
Good. I'm not going to overreact over the preseason. You know, them guys need to get into rhythm. I think the offense will be good again. But what I take from the game is I like how rookies played a lot of snaps, especially the guys who've been injured, like Fabian Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was out there flying around on special teams, and Nicholson. Like, just to see, I mean, Monte Nicholson, just seeing our rookies out there getting their feet wet was exciting to see. So hopefully those guys can stay healthy and contribute to this defense this season. But that's what I take from the game. Like, I appreciate seeing the rookies. Usually those guys be hurt or we don't see them till middle of the season. So it was good seeing those rookies out there getting their feet wet.
You're not out there evaluating Kirk on every snap, are you?
Nah, I know Kirk's going to be good, man. Kirk's good money, man. I just know the preseason, you use this time to get into rhythm. And we do have two new receivers. You know, losing to D-Jack and Pierre Garçon was a lot, but I think Kirk will be good. I think he's a good quarterback, man. I think he will. And he's good in the system. So I think those guys will all come along. So.
Right, I agree with you. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to – just wait till they get Jordan Reed in there. Let's go to Luke, D.C. Luke, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks. What'd you see?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Luke.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so I think what I've heard this morning so far is complete malarkey. This is ridiculous. People are out here, especially that one lady. She's just like, you know, they're going to do terrible. Kirk Cousins threw 8 picks against the Giants last year. You're like, yeah, didn't end on the note we wanted, but it's preseason. Like, are you serious? Like, I mean, come on. They're putting in secondary guys. It's like you guys said, we're evaluating. We're just trying things out. People are overreacting. The Redskins are going to be fine this year. I mean, that's just how I see it. I think our running game could be a little bit better. Wasn't really completely happy with what I saw out of Rob Kelly.
What did Rob Kelly have? I think Kelly's fine, but he needs holes. What, do you have nine carries for nine yards? I mean, Rob Kelly's fine if he has a hole. He's like any other back.
Yeah.
I don't think he's special.
Yeah, that's true.
But he's fine. Yeah. All right, thank you, buddy.
And
what else?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, just Kirk Cousins, a little bit of the decision-making. That one play where it was third and goal, and we had like 3 6-foot, like over 6 feet receivers, and then he throws it to Ryan Grant, the shortest guy in the corner of the end zone. You know, like I think his decision-making could be a little bit better, but like I said, yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be all right.
He probably wouldn't disagree with you.
She's trying to develop a comfort level with those new guys. And that's what you're going to see.
Yeah, it takes time. It takes reps.
Yeah. You're going to see hiccups early because of that. But, you know, look, Doxson's basically a rookie. Pryor had 1 year. I mean, look, you lost a lot of experience when you lost those two guys.
But I still maintain this, and this could just be naivety. You know, it could just be, just a blind homer. I really feel like they're not going to unwrap this package and feature Terrell Pryor and Josh Doxson and some of these great things that these guys can do in the second preseason game.
I believe that.
They're just not going to do that.
But don't you also agree that they're still developing chemistry there?
Absolutely. But they're capable of 100 times more than what they're showing. They're not showing all their cards. They're showing you like 2 or 3 little cards here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Barely. Once the real bullets start flying, then I think you can start to better evaluate.
I'll tell you this. This is what I think. I think that he's going to throw to Crowder a lot this year.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I think Crowder's going to.
He's legit. He
might have 100 catches.
He's going to throw to him a lot.
Yes.
Crowder's awesome.
Especially if Jordan Reed takes some time to get up to speed after coming off the pup list.
Yep. So if you're in a fantasy league, look for Crowder pretty early in your draft.
Especially if it's a full point PPR league, that's a guy that you're going to want to get on your roster.
I don't think Jordan Reed is going to have to get up to speed, Cakes. I think he's a plug and play guy. So in other words, when he's healthy, he goes.
Yeah, it's just that staying
gotta,
healthy is the is
right.
The
but I don't think he's
got
to play two or three
him.
Games to get acclimated and stuff. No, I think when Jordan Reed's healthy and straps it on, he's going to play and he's going to have a huge impact.
Okay, but I think he needs at least a little bit of playing time before week one. I don't think you just plug him in all of a sudden week one and expect seven or eight catches out of him. Maybe I'm wrong.
I kind of do.
Okay.
I kind of do, actually.
Do you think he'll play this week?
Maybe a little bit.
I think he has to at least see some action. I mean, this is supposed to be your real dress rehearsal for the regular season.
I think he needs to test it out a little
bit. I think he needs at least two series.
Yeah.
See where he's at.
I think you're right. He needs to play, but I don't think there's going to be some like 3 week warm up period.
I
think generally when he straps it up, he's ready to rock.
I wouldn't worry about it. I just know Crowder is, if he stays healthy and plays, you know, 16 games, he's going to have a big year.
Crowder's going to be great. Reed is going to be great if those guys stay healthy, and I think Terrell Pryor is going to have a huge impact. We just haven't seen it yet. They just haven't featured him yet. It's going to happen though. This is the second preseason game. They're just showing you a little teeny bit. And they got all these other things they're trying to work on.
Doxon's still a question mark.
Doxon's a question mark. But, man, you see flashes of athleticism
there.
Oh,
he's an athletic freak.
Yeah. They keep that guy healthy.
No doubt about that.
It's kind of exciting to see.
But just don't get caught up in this. You know, if they continue to look awful, and they look awful in the first couple weeks of the regular season, yeah, it could be a long year. But I just don't see it. Look, they got a tough schedule.
Just be level-headed like the Junks. Okay, just be level-headed like us. Take it all in under consideration. Have a good perspective.
You know, maybe
on the
15
skins.
Years ago, I would have panicked too.
Right.
But I don't do it.
Yeah,
anymore.
You're older and wiser.
I don't do it anymore.
Too smart for that.
It's not worth it.
All right, we got Tucker Barnes actually going to come on. He was supposed to come on at 6:48. He's going to come on at 7:20. All right, going to give us the whole
7:27-ish.
The whole solar eclipse thing that everyone's freaking out about. Everyone's getting their glasses.
Oh, I've got mine ready.
It's going to be strange. It's going to be really strange. It's an 80% eclipse, so it's...
So is it just going to...
It's going to look like 8 o'clock at night.
So it's just going to
at 2
be dark
in the
for a little bit?
For about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's only going to happen... This is the go-around for us. This is it.
The last time it happened, I thought they said it was like 1979 or something.
I think the last
was almost 40 years ago.
Eclipse was like 99 years ago.
Okay, whatever.
It's just, I know you don't care, but...
It's not moving me at
all. I know
all.
It doesn't.
I'll try to stay awake for it.
Are you, why? It's not... That's nap time
right
there.
It's kind of a nap time for me.
Middle of the day?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it'll be dark enough for you.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. But we got Tucker coming on, I guess, 7:27. But when we come back, we'll talk to John Keim, Redskins reporter for ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.